This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A flyby mission millions of miles from Earth could help unlock the secrets of the universe. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft, which was built by Lockheed Martin in Littleton, has been orbiting the asteroid Bennu for nearly 2 years. It's been mapping the rocky surface, looking for a safe place to land. Today, it will try to snag a sample of the asteroid. Olivia Billett is the mission's science lead.
Bennu, as an asteroid, we believe holds some of the original materials of the solar system, and this organic material hopefully is the same material that seeded life on Earth. So if we can bring back a pristine sample from there, it can tell us a lot about how life started on Earth.
If all goes as planned, the asteroid sample will make it back to Earth in September of 2023. Voters in Colorado Springs are deciding whether to allow the city to keep tax revenue that would otherwise be refunded to taxpayers. Dr. Tatiana Bailey, an economist at UCCS, says the taxpayer refund would be about $7 per household if the initiative fails. For the city, it's $1.9 million. Initiative 2A would also exempt the city from shrinking its tax revenue base.
2A basically says, let's not make our new baseline 2020. Let's keep our baseline at 2019, because don't we all want to get back to 2019? Wouldn't that be nice?
Those in favor argue this would help Colorado Springs recover from the economic crisis brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. Those opposed say the proposal could lead to another vote in the future to do the same thing again. The measure does not include a tax increase. Attorney General Phil Weiser is warning Coloradans that his office will prosecute any crimes associated with voter intimidation as people return their election ballots. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Weiser's office says they're taking all reports of intimidation seriously. For example, it's a crime to show up at a polling place or a drop box and simply watch what's going on. It's a crime to campaign within 100 feet of a drop box or a polling place. And it's a crime to mislead voters about dropping off their ballots. The AG's office would not confirm whether there were any active investigations into voter fraud. There are more than 300 Dropbox locations statewide. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Crews continue to fight two fires burning in Boulder County overnight. The Calwood Fire has covered more than 9,100 acres and is 17% contained. The Left Hand Canyon Fire has burned more than 300 acres.